Hello, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Corlett, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, tackling something that I've been arguing about Twitter. So, a long time ago, I gave a bunch of talks about boulder rolling, like Sisyphus, right? Sisyphus was the god, he was punished, and he had to roll the boulder up the hill every single day. And I gave some talks about that as risk management, right? Where you're naked and sweaty and dirty and rolling this rock up the hill, and every night the gods put it back in the valley. Every night the hackers come in and they put it back down, and you do it again and again and again. And this is InfoSec. Tip for you, don't. Risk management is a thing, prioritization is a thing, and it's very important you do the right things in the right way. And here was that ongoing discussion, and it sparked off with this blog that bothered me. And the whole sum of the blog is, we're moving to the cloud, we're doing IoT, we're doing all these new things, and what you need to do is have a deep knowledge of all your systems, all your systems, and know them deeply, and know all their weaknesses, and then fix those weaknesses and push the boulders up the hill again and again and again and again. Look, people, we've been saying the same thing, right? Know all your systems very well forever, and it doesn't help. Why? Because you end up spreading yourself way too thin. And moreover, if someone's going to argue to me, well, you know, the bad guys, yeah, when was the last time a criminal knew all the flaws and knew all the strengths and knew your systems deeply and widely? They don't, people. They don't. I'm here to tell you. We do lots of forensics investigations, and they don't. And my red team doesn't. And that's not to put down my red team. I'll tell you what my red team does. They know a couple of tactics really, really well. And those tactics work in a variety of situations to defeat your security. So while you're trying to learn everything, the red team and the criminals are getting good at a couple things. We're reading up late at night trying to figure out how to subnet by paper. The criminals are getting good at exploiting a couple things. Well, you're figuring out the manuals of the Cisco's, you know, 55 whatever that you just bought, and what kind of standards you have to do, and learning them against the CS benchmarks, and applying all those things and testing, and blah, blah, blah. They're learning one or two phishing exploits that are going to bypass access controls. Well, you're up all night, day in and day out, trying to learn your systems deeply and widely and thoroughly, and all the pros and cons and nooks and crannies and all the nuts and bolts in this ship. I'm telling you, the criminals are out there crafting one exploit that they do again and again and again with relentless, heartless, machine-like accuracy to poke holes and drag down your network. So you may go, wait a minute, Wolf, I don't know if I want to be in security anymore. Maybe that's just what I'm saying. I just talked myself out of it. But wait a minute. Here's the thing. Here's the point. Instead of trying to know everything deeply, know a couple good defensive techniques very, very well. Figure out what tools that you're going to use. Figure out what controls and the standards that you're going to rely on. Figure out an attack path, the two or three choke points that you're going to master, and know those. Know those well, know those intimately, and be able to repeat those faster, more reliably than the criminals. And that's how we win. We do not win by spreading out our limited resources, our brains, our time. We do not win by spreading out our limited resources over everything that we have within our line of sight, because there's just too much. That's my two cents in it. Hit me up. What do you think? Where should we learn? Where do we maybe not need to know? Comments, social media, let me know, and I will see you later. Have a good weekend.